3:50 at 7:30 WTNT, The Truth. It's Andy Parks live from the Washington Times. Joining me now is Phil Kirpin. Phil is Vice President for Policy at Americans for Prosperity and author of the book, Democracy Denied, How Obama is Ignoring You and Bypassing Congress to Radically Transform America and How to Stop Him. I remember talking to you just a couple of weeks ago about your book, and now you're back. Hi, Phil.
Hey, Andy. Great to be with you.
Thank you. In today's Washington Times, you write, Obama's Boeing Bandit poised for promotion. First of all, who is Obama's Boeing Bandit?
This is a guy named Leif Solomon, and he is the acting general counsel at the National Labor Relations Board.
Okay. Why is it when I hear NLRB, I think pro-union government operation?
Well, because that's what it is. because you've been paying attention. That's why.
Okay.
This is a government board, a bureaucracy that is stacked with union lawyers that Obama handpicked for the purpose. And this is discussed in chapter four of the book. But he handpicked them for the purpose of going around Congress and implementing the union agenda that the American people already rejected by backdoor means. And that's what they've been doing at that board.
Okay. Now explain to me how the NLRB presently operates and how it would operate using Mr. Solomon.
The NLRB is supposed to have five members. Right now it has only three. It has two vacancies. It cannot operate with only two members. The United States Supreme Court has ruled that if it doesn't have at least three, it lacks a quorum and it cannot function. It cannot issue decisions. It cannot litigate. It cannot operate, basically. It reaches kind of a shutdown-type situation. At the end of this year, it will be down to two members, because one of the current three is an extremely radical union lawyer named Craig Becker that Obama put on the board as a recess appointment after the Senate had rejected him. They voted against him. Obama put him in anyway as a recess appointment. That recess appointment expires at the end of this year.
Mm-hmm.
So the end of this year, it'll be down to two. Normally, that would mean that it can't function.
Right.
But what they did on November 3rd is the two union lawyers, it's 2-1 majority right now. It's one conservative Republican, Brian Hayes, and two former SEIU lawyers, Mark Pierce and Craig Becker. What they decided to do, 2-1, they issued this order that says if they lose their quorum, which they're expected to, then their powers normally exercised by the board will be delegated to the general counsel, who at the moment is Leif Solomon.
Ah, gotcha. Okay. So they changed the rules as they needed them.
Yeah, what they're trying to do is, in order to avoid the situation where they can't function because they lack a quorum,
right,
they're trying to kind of redelegate their powers away to the general counsel, who, of course, himself has not been confirmed, and the Senate refused to even have a hearing on him.
Okay.
He's been pending now for almost a year.
Okay, now why? Why would the Senate be opposed to sitting him down, just knowing that he can't make it through the confirmation process?
Well, I think that Harkin doesn't want to have a hearing or a markup in the Senate Health Committee because it would be very embarrassing for Democrats to do so. This is a guy who's suing Boeing for the outrageous crime of building a facility in Charleston, South Carolina that employs 1,000 people who don't want to be in the machinist union.
Mm-hmm.
He's also suing four states, Arizona, South Carolina, South Dakota, and Utah, for having state constitutional protections for secret ballots in union organizing elections. He's suing to overturn those protections so that the secret ballot can be taken away from them. And so this guy, I think, is very, very extreme and, I think, indefensible for Senate Democrats, especially in light of recent emails that came out. I mean, while he was suing Boeing, he sent an email joking about how he screwed up the U.S. economy, so he's going to move to Europe and go to work for Airbus,
what?
Boeing's chief rival. He said that in an email. So this guy would be a huge embarrassment for the Democrats in the Senate. And so, you know, they don't want to actually stop him. They don't want to tell the president, you better withdraw this guy and nominate someone else, because they like that he's helping out their union buddies. But they sure don't want to have to answer for what he's doing. So they don't want to vote on him because they don't want to vote against him because they don't want to actually stop him. But they don't want to vote for him because that would be politically embarrassing. So instead, they just block any action on his nomination, even though it's been almost a year now.
All right. And in effect, he becomes a czar. In fact, or as you say, a no-new job czar.
Yeah, well, I mean, this is somebody who hasn't had a Senate vote, who's already, in my view, abusing his power with the Boeing lawsuit and the lawsuits against those states. And now he's going to have the power, if this order from the board stands, he's going to have the power to certify unions to litigate on behalf of the board. He's about to have vast powers that were never intended for the office that he only holds in an acting capacity because the Senate hasn't acted on him.
Hmm. What can we do? What can we do to stop this? First of all, tell me about this guy. Do we have any other background information on him?
Very, very little, because he was a career bureaucrat. I mean, he's a career staff who was elevated to this position of acting general counsel by Obama, and so he really hasn't had much of a public body of work. I think, the little we know about him, we know from how he's actually behaved since he's been in this role, and he's been very extreme. And, of course, the recent FOIA dump, the organization Judicial Watch did some FOIAs, and that's where they found that email about, you know, going to work for Airbus and a lot of other things that made very clear that this guy is a very extreme, is kind of in-the-bag union lawyer type, but he does not have much of a public record because he's been in the career bureaucracy, which is all the more reason that the Senate ought to be calling him up for hearings. They ought to mark him up in the Health Committee. And if, you know, the Democrats on that committee are crazy enough to vote him out, then they ought to go ahead and schedule a floor vote on him. But mm-hmm. to have no action at all in a year, I think, is there's no way to explain it other than that it's complicity, that they want him to continue doing these things, but Senate Democrats want to avoid responsibility for that by actually voting for him.
All right. Well, thank you for the information on it. I'm hoping that someone takes the ball and runs with it in this case, and we say goodbye to this gentleman.
Well, I hope Senate Republicans will start saying, stop blocking your own president's nominee. Let's vote on this guy.
Yeah, that's for sure. Thanks, Phil. Always good to talk to you.
All right. Have a good one.
Take care. Phil Kirpin, Vice President for Policy at Americans for Prosperity.